Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. And today I just want to share a little bit about grace, and then we're going to pray together. And I've seen just so many Christians, including myself, struggle to receive grace personally. Now, it's one thing to believe that Jesus died for us and the need we see for a Savior, and believing towards something greater, at least in the afterlife. But there's this place where we still want to receive credit for our own effort and own achievement by God. And I believe it's, yes, we can talk about the law and the Old Testament, but also our own culture in the Western world, where everything is about achieving and receiving credit for our effort. So that is also a big reason for us being stuck. Now, I want to just make it really easy today to help you receive the grace of God. Now, the grace is always referred to as a gift. It is not something you can buy or work for. Even as Ephesians 2 says, verse around 8, that it is by grace we are saved through faith. And that is not of ourselves, but it is a gift. So that is why it is so amazing. It is simple faith that helps us receive grace. And in the simplest form, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But interesting, Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, now faith is the substance. All right, so faith is a sure thing you grab hold of now, and then because you have a hope, and that's not the type of hope that might be disappointed, it's the hope you have in something you know would happen, you know, but you don't necessarily have a fixed physical thing in front of you to say it already happened. You have it already. But it is evidence that you already have of something you will see. So just to make that distinction between the two, if it might help. So faith helps you grab a hold of grace. Now, what I want to do is just to make an example to help you today as well receive the grace of God. And a way to really see it is in our unity with the Lord. See, there's no place for you to work up enough to be in the Spirit. There's no amount of self-effort to help you attain the place to be in the Spirit. Now, there's good scripture for this. There's Galatians 3 that it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? You know, and he talks about, is it through your self-effort that you attained the Spirit, or is it because you believed? And in Romans 8, also verse around 9, he says that you are therefore in the Spirit if the Spirit of God dwells in you. So there's the condition you need to be in the Spirit. So today, if you have received Jesus in your life and know that he is in you, then you know that you are in the Spirit. You have the witness, right? Also, Romans 8, round about verse 16 says that his Spirit in you bears witness with your spirit that you are his child. So this is how we receive grace. We realize that we are in a different place and that we are of a different source than before. Also from Romans 8, maybe you know the verse that says, he who lives in the Spirit also sets his mind on the things of the Spirit, and he who lives in the flesh also sets his mind on the things of the flesh. And for years, I always thought this verse meant one thing, and I was also taught the one way, and it is like this. I thought that if I put my mind on things of the Spirit, I would be more in the Spirit. But that's not what it says. it says that he is in the Spirit is the one who sets his mind on the things of the Spirit. So what it comes down to is there's a difference between being in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. Because see, walking is you stepping out and doing things in your life according to where you are, according to your real source. See, you are in the Spirit. Therefore, you can now walk in the Spirit. So it's different. That is receiving grace. If we can not try to attain some form of spirituality, we will start walking in what Christ has done in us. This is the weight that we can shake off of our shoulders and know that Jesus has saved us. He's filled us with himself, and we have a hope for greater glory in our life. We get the privilege and the honor to manifest something that we did not work for, but we get to partake in what we carry. And then we see manifestations of things we know that only God could accomplish. We can believe for more. We can expect greater things to come, not just to us, but through us. Because see, that is why he put you in the Spirit. That is why you don't have to doubt your salvation as easily anymore. Since if you have the conviction of the Lord, you have already a witness inside of you, and you can follow that. People tend to think that when they do something wrong, they can easily lose their salvation. That is not true. I am convinced that people who honestly abandon the Lord, completely forget about him, were never made new. They have not received a new heart and were not filled with Holy Spirit. Because once you are one with him and you are in the Spirit. You don't jump in and out. And this is where it comes down to. What we have, if we don't learn to walk in what we carry, we will end up being in the Spirit, but we will mind things of the flesh because of the confusion of what we are to do within our own effort and strength versus believing what he has done and knowing the freedom we have and the privilege and the honor to walk in something greater. And I'm telling you, this is so big. It seems so simple. But let us receive the grace of God and say, I am in the Spirit. There is nothing keeping me from the Lord right now. I am forgiven. He loves me. And I am with him. And I can be close to him. The moment I set my heart and my affection on him, he is here. And you'll have such beautiful and an increase of amazing experiences with the Lord, where he will bless your mind, your soul, your emotions, and your thoughts, because your mind will also be set on him. This is his idea. Not just to be saved in your spirit, but that your whole soul, meaning your being, must be touched of the Lord as well. Even as Romans 8 again, verse 11 even says, that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead will quicken. And another translation says, give life to your mortal body through his Spirit that lives in you. So that's his idea. So today I'm just going to pray and just set your affection on him, knowing that he has put you in the Spirit. As we've said before, we've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his Son. Don't feel you'll lose out so quickly. You have made it. You're standing in victory. So now we live from the Spirit and not toward it. We're not trying to get to the Spirit. We are living from him toward everything around us, so that those around us, our situations, can hear and feel and see the Lord. So it would not be of us, but it would be of his grace. And this is it. This is why even miracles. This is why prophecy, this is why all the gifts, this is why his love, this is why his presence is so freely available to you and me who have the Spirit inside of us. It is here. He is here. So let's just pray together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that your presence is here. Thank you that you've put your Spirit inside of us. Thank you, God, that I can now, and everyone listening, can live from your Spirit, because you've changed us, Lord. You've made us to be in the Spirit with you. So thank you, Lord, that there are no obstacles between you and us, but that you've broken down the wall of separation. And I thank you, Lord, that our affection and our thoughts will be aligned with you too, that we'll give you the room, that we'll open up the space and say, Lord, teach me so my mind can work with what you've done in my heart already. Thank you, Lord, that my body is here to be a tool of righteousness, to be here to bless and to minister to your heart. So thank you, Father, for freedom, that condemnation, shame, hurt, guilt would fall off of people's shoulders in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that they can speak from your heart, from your Spirit, from a place of being right with God, and that they can have authority and have love. And when they speak, you will speak, because they will agree with what you've said. And there will be power, and there will be authority, and there will be grace to those who listen and who hear their voice. Thank you, Lord, for renewal, for life to their mortal bodies in Jesus' name. I bless them. Amen. So thank you guys for listening. I hope this blessed you, and I hope there's some revelation that dropped in your spirit. It's very simple, but so necessary. So thank you guys for blessing us, sowing into our ministry and into our lives. It makes our job in walking this out lighter, so that we can go and do this and bless people's lives, give them grace. So we thank you for the grace that you give and live through your life, even in finances. That's a real thing. And we thank you. And we bless you and call your harvest in Jesus' name. Thank you guys for praying with us, standing with us. Thank you for every feedback you give. Thank you guys, and bless you in Jesus' name. If you have any prayer requests, please do not hesitate to contact me via WhatsApp or email. It's always our pleasure to agree with you, to encourage you and build you up. Until next time.